If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com. A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabvious.com.
Welcome back. Top of the hour, 1 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. Thanks for making Fantasy Sports Today part of your lunch hour or breakfast hour if you're watching on the West Coast. I am Craig Wish along with George Kurtz today here on this Tuesday. We got you covered for everything in fantasy. If you missed the first hour of the show, you can check us out on demand. Plenty of fantasy football discussion we had in the first hour. This hour, we're going to pivot over a little bit, talk some hockey, talk some baseball as well. Those of you who are playing on FanDuel tonight, thinking of getting involved in the single game slate, we'll discuss that as well. Here are our headlines as we begin this hour of the show. Red Sox and Yankees tonight, one game scenario. That's the showdown. Looking forward to catching this. I know George is nervous. No JD Martinez, by the way, for Boston. Hurt himself on the bag with his ankle and may not even play in the postseason. Who knows? We'll find that out if Boston advances. Joe West's going to retire the umpire after the season. He holds the records for most games umpired. Cowboy Joe West goes back to singing and leaving baseball behind. The Chicago White Sox, they say Carlos Rodon will pitch in the playoffs. He's had a really tough time with a sore arm in the second half of the season, but they're going to need him because some of their pitching has not been all that reliable. Of course, Dallas Keuchel and Dylan Cease. So Rodon will make the postseason roster. Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals is now the favorite to win the NFL MVP, as he should. The Cardinals are 4-0, and he's playing great. So that does certainly make a lot of sense. But tonight, it is the key showdown, probably the highest-rated television game of the baseball season, Yankees and Red Sox. And for the Yankees, they have their ace on the mound. It will be Gerrit Cole. Boston has chosen to go with Nate Eovaldi at home. And Cole, talking to the media yesterday, talked about just what Eovaldi brings to the table in this one-game scenario.
You know, Nate's got some magic, man. I mean, he's, you know, he's high-stakes performer. Obviously, it's why he got a contract and why they wanted to keep him around. I mean, his incredible postseason run that he made for them, and selflessly, you know, pitching in, you know, it's huge spot. So, I mean, I respect anybody that does what I do and takes the ball every time and sells out for it. And, you know, it's pretty magnificent to watch him go out there and replicate like that kind of velocity and all those different pitches all the time. So I'm a fan of Nate, and he's well respected in our clubhouse as well, obviously having played for us and left an impact on quite a bit of guys the way he goes about his business. So, you know, I don't know him personally, but what I've heard is a true professional, and I enjoy watching him pitch. So.
George pitched in Miami, too, so I am familiar with Nate Eovaldi for sure. Probably not the first name that rolls off the tongue that I want in a deciding game. And we're going to have one do-or-die game tonight, and then we'll have one tomorrow. And then we're going to wait a while because, again, we got a five-game series for the most part. So all hands on deck, I'm guessing, both for the Yankees and the Red Sox tonight, George. If Eovaldi doesn't pitch well in the first or second inning, Alex Cora is going to go to that bullpen. Yankees, I'm not sure that they will do the same, but certainly not having JD Martinez for the Red Sox is like a massive loss going into this tonight. One of the most professional hitters in baseball. I'm guessing Bobby Dalbec will get the start for Boston, but he is no JD Martinez, that's for sure.
No, it's a loss. It's got to be a loss mentally and physically. JD Martinez had a bounce back season this year, right? Last year was sort of lost. He blamed it on not being able to watch the video with the new rules. And this season, he looks like the J.D. Martinez of old. He still hasn't announced, by the way, he's going to opt out after this season as well. It's another curiosity there to see if he'll move on or want a bigger contract. So it's definitely a loss. Listen, the game tonight, it should be a good game. In my mind, everything's coming up Yankees here. I mean, Cole gets the pitch, your ace, on an extra day's rest. This is why you're paying him a $324 million contract, right? I mean, you just beat the Red Sox in Fenway 10 days ago, swept them in three games. I wouldn't say you beat the crap out of them. It certainly wasn't the Boston Massacre of 78, but you beat them all three. And one of those losses was to Eovaldi. Eovaldi didn't pitch well in that game. 2.2 innings pitched, 7 runs, 7 hits. No strikeouts, as he had problems. So the biggest question to me, will the Yankees hit? I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't hit against the Rays in any of the games that they played over the weekend. It just so happened they got deep into the game and needed Aaron Judge to just hit a hard line drive at the second baseman to get that game-winning run. I don't think anybody has an early clue. Now, on tomorrow's show, George, you'll be back here talking about the Dodgers and Cardinals. Do you see any scenario where the Cardinals survive that thing? And I know Wayne.
Well, it's one game.
Yeah,
it's one game, right? So weird things can happen in one game. By the way, I don't know how you feel, but I think if you're a fan of the one game play, the one game wild card, this is the last of it. I think in the new CBA, more teams making the playoffs next year, it's going away. Two out of three will be the man. I bet the Yankees better not choke like I'm doing now, or else it will not be a good night for me at all. So I think it's going away. I think the two out of three will be the smallest series we played next year in baseball. As for the Cardinals, Wainwright has to pitch a gem. You know, because I think Scherzer's pitching well. I don't think he's going to get bombed. So it all comes down to Wainwright. But is there a chance? Sure. Weird things can happen in one game. But I have the Dodgers. I have the Dodgers winning this game and winning the World Series.
Yeah, a lot of people do as well. All right, we'll let George go get some water, and we'll take a quick break because, George, you're going to be doing a lot of talking coming up next. So this is my least favorite and favorite segment of the show. Least favorite because I have no idea.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com. If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com. A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabvious.com.
Anything about fantasy hockey season long, no clue, so George is going to fill me in. So that's why it's my least favorite. But the reason why it's my most favorite is because I get to sit back and just watch George talk for the next 10 minutes. So we'll do that next as we preview the upcoming NHL season, which starts in less than a week right here on Fantasy Sports Today on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NHL 2021-2022 season gets started in less than a week, and so naturally there are going to be some folks out there that are going to be playing not just DFS, but season-long NHL fantasy hockey. Now, for me, full transparency, I have never... I want to take that back. I think I was once upon a time in some fantasy hockey league where I had no idea what I was doing. It was like some best ball and I drafted it. I want to say it was probably like 7 or 8 years ago. So for me to come on here and be the expert and deliver the information that's going to help you win your fantasy hockey league, I am not that guy. But the good news is we do have that guy here on the show today, and he is George Kurtz. So, George, before we get into your top five targets and your top five players to fade in fantasy hockey this season, give me a little idea as to how this game even works, because I have no idea whatsoever.
Well, it's very similar to baseball, right? A lot of leagues are going to play a category league, rotisserie, 5x5. What makes it harder than baseball is that there really aren't five goaltending categories. All right, you got your save percentage, you got your saves, you got wins. Where are we going after that? You know, goals against average, fine, but everything after that, you're sort of just doubling down on a category. You go shutouts, there aren't that many of them in the NHL, so that's where it gets interesting. A lot of leagues may go 6x4, where goalies aren't as valuable here. And I'm the first to tell you, Craig, you know, when we say a standard football league, we know what you're talking about. A standard 5x5 in baseball, we know what you're talking about. There is no standard in hockey, Craig. Hockey is the most customizable sport. Every league I play in, I'll play in them, probably 4 to 6. They're all different. Everyone's different. Some are points leagues, some are categories leagues. Categories are different. You know, you might get a more advanced league where you have time on ice, plus minus, all right? Saves, hits, blocks. It goes all over the place with these categories. Leagues are just different. It's the way it is in hockey because it is the redheaded stepchild of sports, including fantasy sports. It's just, it is. I enjoy it. I love playing. Just like I love playing baseball. I love the fact that I come home at night, you know, at 11:30 at night, and I could turn on a hockey game out, at Western Canada on the West Coast and watch the Winnipeg Jets. Just like I might turn on and watch Los Angeles Dodgers. Same thing here, but hockey is by far the most difficult league to play in because the news just isn't there.
Yeah. All right. So let's run through it here. I'll read off these top five targets of George's, and then he'll tell us exactly why each player is a target for you getting ready to draft in your league in hockey. Okay. So we have JT Miller, forward on Vancouver, Braden Point, center for Tampa Bay, Anthony Mantha, forward for Washington, Dominic Kubalik, a forward on Chicago, and Vladimir Tarasenko. I'm glad I recognize one name here for the St. Louis Blues. So give me an idea of why these are targets for you, George.
Well, first off, you pronounced them all correctly, so I am very proud
of
you.
Wow.
I was waiting for you to screw it up here. You know, that's the first thing I thought of. Oh, Craig must have actually done some, went on the little pronunciation things there for these guys. Now, as far as these guys, one thing you always want to do in your league, especially hockey, is find out your rules about position eligibility. You know, we have JT Miller listed as a forward. That's because in some leagues he's a center, some leagues he's a wing. You also want to know in your league, are you separating your wings, left wing, right wing, center, or are you just playing forwards? Some leagues just play 6 forwards and that's it, which is great, much easier to do here. But once again, check your league rules, check the site you're playing on. You know, CBS will have JT Miller as a wing. Yahoo may have him as a center. It's weird. I said hockey is a pain in the neck here. As far as JT Miller, Canucks made some moves this over the offseason, right? They bring in Garland. They bring in Ekman Larson from Vancouver. This team can score goals. JT Miller is a good player. I know he's bounced around some, went from the Rangers to the Lightning, now to the Canucks. You know, the Lightning didn't want to move him. They had no choice, just like we saw again this year. They had to move certain guys to get under the cap. JT Miller is a good player. All right, he's going to score some goals, going to do some damage for Vancouver, and he's not someone that's going to go in the first couple of rounds, so you're going to get him at value there. Braden Point, what do we think of when we think of Tampa Bay? You're thinking of Stamkos, you're thinking of Kucherov. Those guys are not going to play 150 games combined. They're just not. They'll get banged up, they'll get hurt. They don't have the depth this year they had in past years. Braden Point, if they didn't have Kucherov and Stamkos, we would be talking about him and how good he is. Excellent player. Maybe not a superstar, but that next level down. With Anthony Mantha, remember, he was traded from Detroit to the Capitals late last season. Ovechkin finally gets that a really good wing to play with. Now, I might get a little worried because we know what the Capitals, hey, that game is all designed to get the puck to AO, right? AO, everything gets fed to AO, and AO has never met a puck that he doesn't want to shoot. So maybe that cuts down on Mantha's chances, but no one's paying attention to him on that line either. Everyone's worried about AO on the defense there. I'm interested in Mantha. Kubalik, Chicago, another team, sort of like Vancouver, making moves to go for it this season. Jonathan Toews is back. He was out last season with that weird disease, the one he couldn't play because whatever. I'm not a medical expert here, but he didn't play all of last season. He's back. Gives him depth there. Kubalik's going to play with Toews, probably in Brandon Hagel on the second line. He's sort of that, I don't want to say he's an unknown guy, but the guy you forget about because they have Cade, because they have Toews. They have DeBrincat. He's not one of those three, but he's going to play well with Toews. Might get some power play time, be at least on a second power play. Might get some first power play time. A guy lower in your draft who you can take. Tarasenko? Yeah. I'm surprised he's still with St. Louis. He pretty much hates the medical corps there. He thinks they've screwed him over. We all thought he'd be traded. He has something to prove, right? He has something to prove. I think he wants to stick it to St. Louis. I think he will be moved eventually, but he's starting there now. This was a star player 3 years ago. Shoulder surgeries have hurt. But I think he has something to prove here, and he'll play well this season. Tarasenko is someone you can get a little later in your draft. He is a name guy, but he's someone you get a little later in your draft that might return you 30 goals.
All right, so there you go. Five targets for George. Miller, Point, Mantha, Kubalik, and Tarasenko in fantasy hockey this season. Now, with all the players that George just gave you, as far as players you want to draft, there's also players that you potentially want to stay away from this season. So let me go ahead and give you those. And wow, two names on this list I know. Sidney Crosby, of course, of Pittsburgh. If you don't know Sidney Crosby, then you literally know zero about hockey. I'm pretty much like a 0 out of 10, but like I'm a 0.05, so I'm aware of Crosby. Darcy Kemper, guard on Colorado. Erik Karlsson, defender on San Jose. Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender on the Florida Panthers. I'm very surprised to see this. Disappointed a little bit, too, to be honest. And then Tyler Toffoli, forward on the Montreal Canadiens. So, George, why are these players faded? We have 2 minutes to run through all of these. Sorry, I didn't leave you enough time.
All right, it's okay. Crosby, Malkin's on this list as well. Aging superstars. Crosby's already out October. All right, he got the wrist surgery. He's skating. Don't be fooled. He could skate, but he can't right now shoot. Wrist could be a problem all season long. And once again, he's there because he is a superstar, future Hall of Famer, name guy. Don't draft him too early. He's out October, and if you're telling me that once he returns in November, he's going to play every game for the rest of the season, I ain't buying that at all. Not buying Crosby or Malkin for that matter. Kemper, love Kemper. Great goaltender. His history tells you, though, that he will not play every game. He will get hurt. Not a matter of it's a matter of when. He gets hurt every season. Just because he's on Colorado now shouldn't change that. If you do draft Kemper, you better go get Frank Kuz as well to cover yourself there when that injury happens. Carlson, and then once again, name guy. Carlson hasn't been the same player since Ottawa traded for him. Just not that guy anymore. I don't want Carlson. Let him be someone else's problem there. I am not taking Carlson. I know you're upset about Bobrovsky. Hasn't been that goaltender since coming to Florida. He's good when he has a safety net. And they lost that net with Dryger there. So I'm worried about Bobrovsky. I love the team. Love the team. Bobrovsky's my worry there. Toffoli had a great year last year. If you look at that year, though, it seems like every goal he scored, a lot of them, I think it was 76%, something like that, came against Vancouver. They had the Canadian division. They played 9 games against Vancouver last year. Not happening this year. I want to see Toffoli. See, can he play against the rest of these teams? I'll stay away from Toffoli. Let someone else draft the numbers.
All right. There you have it. Our fantasy hockey preview for the day with George Kurtz. We got to take a quick timeout. Coming up next, something that George and I can both talk about, the showdown tonight between the Yankees and Red Sox. We'll set you up with some DFS action tonight for the single game action on FanDuel when we return next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com. A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabius.com. If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabius. Follow the clues at schwabius.com.
Get the edge on your wagering and make sure you're following us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Give you the latest news, notes, information. Of course, everything from the early line, the morning after, Fantasy Sports Today, Scott Farrell, Gabe Morency, all of our hosts are talking. And where are they doing it? They're doing it here on SportsGrid. If you miss any of the shows, if you're following us on SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV, you can see those played back, including clips from our show as well. So why don't you give us a follow there, as well as following me on Twitter at Craig Mish, at George Kurtz on Twitter as well. Red Sox and Yankees tonight. One team moves on, one team goes home. Great scenario for the American League wild card. No stranger to that, of course, is former member of the Chicago Cubs, Kyle Schwarber, who is now, if in case you missed the last 2 months of baseball, on the Boston Red Sox and talked about the drama that goes into this do-or-die game.
You know, it's good for the sport, but it's not ideal to be in sometimes, just in terms of, you know what, it's a one-and-done. And, I think it's more of excitement when you come into the park. That's the biggest thing, is that you're excited when you're rolling into the game, into the park, knowing that, you know what, it's today, and this is all we can do. And but, you know, as that game can keep rolling on and rolling on, you know, I think the battle is to keep the voices out of the head there and just take it inning by inning, pitch by pitch. That's kind of the biggest thing. You can't look too far ahead in these games. You know, you can't start playing, you know, as a player, you can't start planning innings and innings ahead. You got to be able to just focus at what's in front of you, because the little thing's going to matter in this game. You know, the nasty one hop double play, you know, that if that gets earned, that's a big thing. You know, something like that, or the base running, or you know, taking advantage of an error or a misplay or anything like that. That's going to be the difference in these types of games.
No question, that's the scenario that is painted tonight for the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees, and that was Kyle Schwarber. Now, no stranger to drama and big home runs, of course, is the manager of the New York Yankees. Aaron Boone, once upon a time in 2003, hit one of the biggest Yankee home runs of all time, and he was asked in big moments, in pressure moments, is there that clutch gene that players have or don't have when they get into this scenario?
Guys are more equipped to handle difficult and tougher situations. We probably overstate it at times, though, too. You know, sometimes it is a product of a guy being locked in or not locked in, or, you know, just going through a tough stretch. But I think there's no question that some people are more equipped to handle more difficult, more pressure-packed situations, more clutch situations. So while I think we probably take it a little far sometimes, I absolutely think it's a real thing.
Okay, George, so that's the scenario for tonight. Everyone's aware, a lot of pressure, a lot of drama. Someone is going to come out of this game tonight, and we're always going to remember that that was the player that ended up winning it, either for the Red Sox or the Yankees. So before we get into the pricing here tonight over on FanDuel, do you think you have a good feel for the way that this is going to go? Because I know playing the single game scenario is a lot different than playing multi-games. And we're going to have our opportunities to play with a lot of multi-games. In fact, I believe there's four games coming up on Thursday, so we'll have our choice in DFS. But with the one game tonight, it's kind of almost like you have to figure out who the who the lucky performer is going to be in some way.
Yeah, I think the four games is Friday, if I remember correctly. That's when we'll get four. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's when we get. That's mm-hmm. one of the my favorite days. Right. That's just fantastic. As for tonight, I'm feeling 4-3. That's the final score that's going through my head. And I don't think the starters will be involved in the final decision. If you're looking for a win there, I think it's gonna be Eovaldi maybe going 5 innings, 3 runs. Cole goes the extra inning to 6, and the Yankees get it to the bullpen. A bullpen that's been lights out right now. I know our producer Brett Levy asked me for a guy that's gonna be a DFS hero. I don't know why. I thought about Rizzo. I did think about Rizzo, but then I went, Joey Gallo, who's done nothing for the Yankees since being acquired, right? This will be his Yankeeography moment, to use that joke. All right. He hits a home run tonight, wins the game for the team. I can just see that. Maybe he hits it around the pesky pole, Brett. Somewhere around there. But I think Joey Gallo could be an interesting player tonight. Listen, the chalk is Devers and Judge, right? Judge has been hitting all season long. Stanton destroyed the Red Sox last time they were in Fenway. So neither player is coming with any kind of fear tonight at all. And if you want it, once again, the pitching was great. Eovaldi, Craig, has made 6 starts against the Yankees this season. So he pitched in every series that the Yankees played, 6 series mm-hmm. against Boston. He pitched in every one of them, which I find amazing. His turn in the rotation always came up. 5 of 6, he was fantastic. Fantastic. Went at least 5 innings in all 5 of those. Never gave up more than 2 runs. Always had at least 6 strikeouts in him. About 3 of those, he did better than that. The last one, which is the Yankee fans, what I'm going to go for, he got destroyed. 2.2 innings, 7 runs, no strikeouts, 7 hits as well here. You look at Cole, 4 starts against the Red Sox. 1 fantastic, 1 quality start, what we consider, 2 not so good. His last start was against Eovaldi. He went there, got the quality start, 6 innings, 3 runs, gave a 3-run homer late. That's what went after him. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game at all. I think it's going to be more of a low-scoring game. So I do think the unders are going to bet tonight. So I think it's going to be a lot of DFS love tonight. I think it's going to be very close here. Who's going to hit the big home run? That's what I got the funny feel it's going to come down to. Who hits that 2-3-run job? I'm going to go with Joey Gallo.
All right. We'll get to our MVP here. You also have to pick an all-star tonight, and then you have some flex options. So let's go through some pricing here, George. And I know that you're a big DFS player, so maybe you can give some tips tonight here. Aaron Judge is the highest priced at $9,500. We have Devers for the Red Sox at $9,000, coming off a huge game to get the Red Sox into this spot. We have Stanton at $8,500. And then Bogarts, and then there you see Rizzo at $7,900 and Kyle Schwarber at $7,900 as well. It does not stop there, but those are the highest priced players. And George, certainly you can choose. You basically can't fit all these guys in the lineup regardless. You can pick anyone you want on FanDuel to sort of put this together. For me personally, I like the multi-game scenario than the one game. I know some people love that one game because, simply put, if you are able to identify who wins the game for either team on offense, you have a great shot of cashing in one of these games tonight.
I like you. I like the multi-game better as well. The one game, you're looking for the right guy here. You're just looking for the right guy. Like I said, you could go with Chalk. There'll be a lot of strikeouts tonight. I think that's going to be a problem. We all think about Cole, how he throws, 100 miles an hour. Eovaldi's not that far behind. All right, and this one thing, and Eovaldi's been told pretty much, you go as hard as you can for as long as you can. No one's expecting a 7-8 inning game here. All right, 5 innings, even to be thrilled and go to the bullpen. Yankee bullpen is better. It's where I give him the edge here. So you want to avoid that guy's going to strike out 3 times. I think there'll be a couple of guys tonight who do that. So that's the issue there as well. It's hard not to like Devers. He is their guy, right? He can hit hard throws. Doesn't matter, lefty or righty for that matter. And he's hot. Xander Bogarts, love him. If I was going to pick the Red Sox to win this game, the guy who I like is Verdugo. I could just see him getting that clutch. He's a hitter, not a power guy like Schwarber. Yeah, if Schwarber gets a hold of one, he's going to hit it 500 feet. Verdugo's right. A hitter. Could hit it off the monster, could hit it up the gap here. Verdugo's a guy I like a bunch tonight as well.
All right, let's take a look at our MVP predictions. These are the players that you would put in your MVP slot. I am going to start off by going with Anthony Rizzo of the New York Yankees. I feel like this is, this is the team initially who had him in the Boston Red Sox. I have more confidence in Cole than I have in Eovaldi. and Rizzo is lefty and he's cheaper. He's 7,500. I can fit pretty much everybody in my lineup if I put him in that spot. Now, again, you get double the points if you put a player in the MVP spot. So you almost have to have a player like this either hit a home run or get three or four hits. That is definitely the key going into tonight. So I will have Rizzo. And then, George, who will you take for your MVP?
For the exact same reasoning of you, although not for the multi-hits. There's no way Gallo's getting multiple hits. I went with Gallo for the exact same reason. Once again, I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I'm looking for the home run. I am looking for the home run. Gallo, as I said, has done nothing really with the Yankees. He's batting about 120. Been really bad. I think he makes his Yankeeography tonight. He'll get a hold of one. Maybe it goes out to center. Maybe he hits it out to right. I don't think it'll be around the pesky pole. I don't think he's going to pull Eovaldi that hard. But I think Gallo's going to get that big hit tonight. I said I did go think about Rizzo. And if Rizzo would have been 6,000 and Gallo 7,500, I would have reversed him. It really came down to that. I mean, I say the 1,500. I just think Gallo, he might strike out four times. And if I was betting money, I might go with that. But can he just get a hold of one tonight? He makes his Yankee debut tonight, Gallo.
All right, so there you have it. I've got Rizzo, and George has Gallo tonight. And those of you who log on to FanDuel, you can go ahead and play the single game option tonight. As a reminder, FanDuel also offers this tomorrow night with the Cardinals and Los Angeles Dodgers. And on tomorrow's show, George will be back along with Davis Maddock, and they will break this one down for you as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Later in the week, we'll dive into some of the division series. We'll see how it ends up. There were a lot of people who really wanted a scenario where the Blue Jays got in somehow and the Mariners got in and there were four teams involved. And it would have been a lot of fun trying to figure that out. But the next best option, honestly, was getting these two teams playing in a one-game scenario tonight. Now, it could be over very quickly. They're going to have to play against Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays have dominated these teams. But I am in for the theater tonight in baseball, and that's the American League wildcard preview that we have here on Sports Grid. Coming up next, we'll bring in our producer, Brett Levy. It's time for a little fantasy or reality. A lot happening in sports. Urban Meyer potentially on the hot seat. He's only a month into his NFL coaching here in the regular season. We'll talk about that next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
Look.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. We've got, of course, Fantasy Reality coming up, Sports Grid 60 as well. Real quick, George, just some updated news. ESPN reports that Rockies pitcher Antonio Senzatella signs a five-year, $50 million contract extension. Senzatella clearly, George, not the best pitcher in baseball, but the Rockies simply put, I can't afford to let any pitcher go because no pitcher wants to go start for them. So perhaps that's what factored in here. But that was not something that I saw coming today. The other part of this, too, is that the CBA ends at the end of November. And if anybody wants to get their long-term extension in before these talks begin, probably a good time to sign right now.
All right, Craig, I got two questions for you. One, when's next season going to start? And how many games are we playing next season? You think I'm the pessimist here? Come on, Craig. What do we got next year?
I don't know, but if I'm a player out there and I'm scared about a lockout, I want to get my deal done now. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I agree. And with Senzatella, I guess it sort of makes sense that you're pitching in Colorado. Maybe you want to test the market a little bit, but $50 million, you're set for life. I get it. I don't know, play in there. That's my question, by the way. I think May be the earliest we're going to see baseball next year.
Oh, you're such a pessimist. Fight. Oh, George,
they're going to fight. You know they're going to fight. They hate
it's getting
they
worked
fight
out quick.
Every little
easy.
Thing.
Very yeah. easy. In and out.
I'll take the over on that, by the way. I'll take the over on easy.
Yeah, George. All right, let's turn it over to Brett Levy, the ultimate optimist for fantasy or reality.
All right, guys. Well, we're starting with the Ravens and Broncos game from Sunday because Vic Fangio made a lot of noise yesterday when he took some shots aimed at John Harbaugh and had some not so nice things to say about him and how he runs the Ravens program over there. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The Ravens were out of line for not kneeling at the end of the game versus the Broncos. For context, anyone who didn't watch, there was about 6 seconds left. The Broncos went for their 100-yard record, and they got it. So, George, is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, this was really much ado about nothing. All right, if you watch the game, it wasn't like the Ravens were lined up in the victory formation. You know, hey, you know, everyone's crowded. You got two backs behind him, and then they ran out of that. Lamar Jackson was in the shotgun formation. You knew they were playing to have a real snap here. All right, so that was BS. I had no problem with that. Fangio coming out and going ballistic, who, by the way, was in this organization for the Ravens. He coached with Harbaugh. You know, so there must be something going on between these two, although Harbaugh said they had a nice talk with pregame. But there must be something kind of personality clash there for him to come out like that. I had no problem with it. They were going for the record. If there was no record involved here, the record, by the way, is 100-yard rushing games. I think they now have tied the NFL record with 40-something straight games. So I had no problem with it whatsoever. Fangio saying it was the worst thing he's seen in football in his 37 years. Really? Because I could think of a hell of a lot worse things that I've seen. All right? Once again, being the Cowboy fan, I mean, remember Buddy Ryan doing the same thing to Dallas, but he did it out of the victory formation, and he threw a bomb. Back in, I think, 91 it was. That's 30 years. So you should remember that, Vic. This was fine. I had no problem with what the Ravens did here. They didn't sneak it. You knew what they were doing here. Fangio goes, oh, yeah, they don't believe in player safety. What? What player safety was involved here? No. Fangio, you were so wrong on this. Maybe the emotions that got into him. But the problem is he sort of backed it up later after the emotions were down. So, no, this is a fantasy. The Ravens were not out of line.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a fantasy. I don't know what is wrong with Vic Fangio. And I thought Harbaugh, you know, pretty much put it right back on him, saying that with, you know, less than a minute to go in the game, they're throwing for a touchdown. And Harbaugh's like, I was not aware that there was a 12-point touchdown that you could throw for at the end of the game, which was a nice comeback there. And what's funny is Vic Fangio, this wasn't even after the game, George. This was the next day. So it's like, this must have really still been bothering him 24 hours later. Very odd, very bizarre, sour grapes for the Broncos, who we now realize are a bunch of frauds. It's not a good team. They played really bad teams and got off to a good start. they'll probably win like a few more games this season, and maybe Vic Fangio, this is his way of just taking out the loss on something that shouldn't be. But, you know, stop them if you don't want them to get that. Like, if you kind of knew that this was going to happen, then kind of stop them. So very weird that a day later that this is what he's worried about when they have another game coming up this week. Fantasy for sure for me.
All right, our next question. Urban Meyer has been in the spotlight the last few days. Some player quotes have come out that have put, his job status in jeopardy. Shad Khan issued a statement today. So, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Urban Meyer will coach the full season for the Jaguars. Is this a fantasy or reality? I guess we're a quarter of the way there. So he's got 3/4 of the way to go.
What was interesting is that when we were putting this together for last night, we had 2022 as what we were going to discuss today. And then everything broke loose this morning. And so we just changed it to the rest of the season. So, look, I mean, Jacksonville kind of had to know that some extra stuff could be happening with Urban Meyer this year. Now, again, I covered Urban Meyer when he was at the University of Florida, not while he was at Ohio State. There was obviously some shenanigans going on in both different places. Really bad decision on Urban Meyer's part to not fly back with the team after the game. Like, I mean, one of the players, I think it was a Chiefs player that said he'd never seen that before. I've never even heard of that, just so we could hang out with his family. I don't think he's going to make it. I think this is going to quiet for a bit. But what the question is will he make it the entire season? And the thing is that sometimes coaches get fired with like a game to go or two games to go. I think this quells down a little bit. I think the Jaguars keep losing. And then they realize what an epic mistake this was as him hired. Now, George, the one thing that I don't know that I buy is this whole conspiracy theory that he wants out. He just started. And by the way, doing something with conduct detrimental to the team type way would get him fired and not paid. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure he does want the majority of this money that he signed to be the head coach in Jacksonville. So I don't think that there's a conspiracy that he's trying to get fired, for example, to go coach at USC. I don't think that is the case. But at the very best, he's one and done. And I think more realistically, I don't think he makes it through the end of the year. But I think that we're just in the heat of the moment right now. Come back to me in November and December, and I'll tell you the real answer. But a fantasy, I don't think he makes it.
I could parrot most things you said. I mean, because I kind of agree with everything there. If you're USC, by the way, why would you want him right now? I mean, isn't he sort of toxic? You mentioned there were shenanigans going on, your word, not mine, at Ohio State. All right, now things have gotten no better with Jacksonville. I've never heard of a coach not flying back with the team. That was like, that opened up some eyes. I mean, it's like, maybe I could sort of understand it if there was a bye week, maybe. But even then, it would be, how do you not fly back with your team? That's your team. You fly back with your team. We would get on a player for not flying back with their team. More or less the head coach. All right, I mentioned the signing of Tim Tebow during training camp, the strength and conditioning coach who had, issues in his past, to put it nicely, that you decided to bring on. We know that was a disaster before it started here. He's had more disasters than he's had months on the job. So I'm going to agree with you. And I think you're probably right, by the way. I don't think maybe he won't get fired. Unless if something else comes, they'll have no choice. But maybe he doesn't get fired for a thing that happens more like, but just at the end of the season, oh, we're moving on here. So that's why he doesn't make it. Or maybe Khan decides to be nice to him and let him get through the season and fire him on Black Monday. That could happen as well here. But I'm going to say fantasy as well. I don't think he makes it through the season. There's just too much stuff going on here. And once again, he's not going to have wins to overshadow it. It's not like he's going to be like a 500 team with the win will overshadow it. This is all we're going to be talking about now for the next 14 weeks is Urban Meyer and his problems.
Yeah, the University of Miami may make a coaching change at the end of the season too. And trust me, George, with all the shenanigans, they would hire him in a second and pay him what he wants, and he would take over. I think inevitably he does end back in college. I don't know if that'll be next year. So we see that the same way too. All right, let's move on, Brett. What do we do to close it out here?
All right. Well, I know George was panicking yesterday when Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp went down, but we'll ask him anyway. Losing Facebook and Instagram for hours was difficult for you. George, Was this a fantasy or reality?
Well, I don't have Instagram, so certainly wasn't a problem there. Snapchat, that was down. What is it here? Instagram, Facebook. Okay, just Instagram.
WhatsApp was Instagram. The last one.
I don't even think I know what that is. So that certainly wasn't a problem. Facebook, I do have, and I don't know if I really use it all that much. It's more for family stuff to talk with my family here. That being said, I didn't know it was down. All right, I think I found out later in the day, probably on my Twitter feed when people talking about it. Oh, it was down. That's interesting. I don't go on Facebook daily, you know, so no, it wasn't a problem for me at all. Like I said, I did know about it, but I don't know what time it went down, but I found out probably hours later that it was down, and it made no difference to me whatsoever.
George just found out before the show today that there was no Facebook and no Instagram, and mentioning Snapchat. I don't know how that had to do with anything on this. I mean, I'm not sure. But yeah, so interestingly enough, I think I've mentioned this several times on the show. I don't have Facebook. I never have had Facebook. I've never signed up for it. I've never had an account. And so, of course, that didn't even move the needle for me at all. Now, I have like this fake burner account for Instagram where I like follow like sports card stuff. But in general, I don't use Instagram either. But I knew it was down, of course, because I'm on Twitter. And so I saw that everybody had mentioned it. But this was not difficult at all for me. This was a fantasy. George, I think I was the last remaining holdout from Facebook. Now, there is a fake Craig Mish on Facebook. And once a year, sometime in July, which is not my birthday, people wish me a happy birthday. And I have to explain to them once again that this is not me on there. But beyond that, I didn't miss it at all.
Yeah, except for Facebook, it has some uses for me. Except for family. My wife likes to post pictures of the kids, you know, my family in Florida. I have a lot of family in Florida, Craig. I'm in Tampa area, though, not down by you. So, hey, you know, I'll use it for that. But I don't care about it. As far as work related, I don't use Facebook for work. So I've had people follow me on Facebook and then ask fantasy questions on Facebook. I'm like, listen, go to Twitter. All right. You ask a question on Twitter, I will answer to the best of my abilities on Twitter. But if you ask on Facebook, if I see it, I'll answer. But I'm probably not going to see it. I check Facebook maybe once a week, you know, twice. If I'm bored, I like to read some of the stories there, you know, some of the funny things there. But I don't use it very often. So that's the problem I've had with people there. I have no problem you asking the question. But if you ask on Facebook, your answer might come 3 days after the game played.
Yeah, I mean, wait till George gets on TikTok. Oh my gosh, if that ever happens, we could have something real strong here at Sports Grid for sure. TikTok, Snapchat, George is involved in it all. It's gonna happen for sure.
Snapbook.
All right, we've got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, so make sure you stay on the grid for that. And of course, as a reminder, every day noon to 2 Eastern, we got you covered here on Fantasy Sports Today, covering, of course, fantasy football. Pretty much for the most part, every single day. But we mix in some baseball. We'll have some DFS basketball, some hockey as well. We'll wrap up the show coming up next right here on Sports Grid. So stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Each and every day at the end of our show, we provide you with some interesting commentary to make you think a little bit. We'll do that today as well. It's time for the Sports Grid at 60.
All right. I mentioned earlier, I love the one game playoff tonight, right? Boston, Yankees, tomorrow's Cardinals, Dodgers. I'm not one of the people who complains about, oh, it's unfair. Would I prefer it to be a 2 out of 3? Absolutely. I think Dodger fans, you have a pretty good complaint here. You win 106 games and you lose tomorrow, you're done. That being said, I do think this is the last year we're going to have this. So if you're a fan of this, I think it's going away. We're going to have at least one extra playoff team per league next year, whenever it starts, Craig. Have at least one extra playoff team, maybe two extra teams per league. And I think they'll get rid of the one game. I think that's going to be part of the new CBA. They're going to want at least a 2 out of 3. No more of this. You win 113 games, and you might be done after one game here. So it's great drama tonight. It'll certainly have me on the edge of my seat. I'll be biting nails, ripping out my hair, and probably saying a few choice words at the television screen. But that being said, enjoy it, because I think it's going away.
Could happen. Could happen. Another thing that could happen is we could see the end of Urban Meyer at the end of this season. You know, I would not have guessed that Urban Meyer would not coach as many games in Jacksonville than Steve Spurrier would have in Washington. I remember, I'll never forget it, asking Steve Spurrier, interviewing him one-on-one about taking the job in Washington, told me point blank to my face, was not taking the job in Washington, and then he did. And he made it through 2 years, two really bad years, as the head coach of the then Washington Redskins. But as a former Gators coach like Urban Meyer, I was sort of rooting for him to succeed, at least a little bit. But thus far, it doesn't look good. Odds of Meyer outlasting Spurrier as a head coach in the NFL, not good right now. That'll do it for the show. Thanks, of course, to our friends over at LTN. Thank you to Spencer for helping out today, for Danny and Ryan, and our producer, Brett Levy. My co-host, George Kurtz, I'm Craig Mish. George and Davis tomorrow. I'll see you guys again on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming.